He approached the pond cautiously, his field glasses slung over his shoulder. It was still only a little after 7 o'clock. The sun was pale, the air was chill. The morning smelled delicious. When he reached his log, Sam sat down and adjusted his glasses. Seen through the glasses, the nesting swan appeared to be only a few feet away. She was sitting very close, not moving. The cob was nearby. Both birds were listening and waiting. Both birds saw Sam, but they didn't mind his being there. In fact, they rather liked it. They were surprised at the field glasses, though. "The boy seems to have very big eyes today," whispered the cob. "His eyes are enormous." "I think those big eyes are actually a pair of field glasses," replied the swan. "I'm not sure, but I think that when a person looks through field glasses, everything appears closer and bigger." "Will the boy's glasses make me appear even larger than I am?" asked the cob, hopefully. "I think so," said the swan. "Oh, well, I like that," said the cob. "I like that very much. Perhaps the boy's glasses will make me appear not only larger than I am, but even more graceful than I am. Do you think so?" "It's possible," said his wife, "but it's not likely. You'd better not get too graceful. It might go to your head. You're quite a vain bird." "All swans are vain," said the cob. "It is right for swans to feel proud, graceful. That's what swans are for." Sam could not make out what the swans were saying. He merely knew they were having a conversation, and just hearing them talk stirred his blood. It satisfied him to be keeping company with these two great birds in the wilderness. He was perfectly happy. In mid-morning, when the sun had gained the sky, Sam lifted his glasses again and focused them on the nest. At last he saw what he had come to see, a tiny head thrusting through the mother's feathers, the head of a baby trumpeter. The youngster scrambled up onto the edge of the nest. Sam could see its gray head and neck, its body covered with soft down, its yellow legs and feet with their webs for swimming. Soon another cygnet appeared, then another. Then the first one worked his way down into his mother's feathers again for warmth. Then one tried to climb up his mother's back, but her feathers were slippery, and he slid off and settled himself neatly at her side. The swan just sat and sat, enjoying her babies, watching them gain the use of their legs.